This goes to Cheryl Young, Y-O-U-N-G, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-831-4306 regarding Susan Wantland, W-A-N like November, T like Tom, L-A-N-D. Date of birth 9/23/1944. Dear Miss Young, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Wantland with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 7th of 2022. She had several rescheduled appointments and was able to reschedule at this time today for her appointment. Her weight is stable. She's feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She was slightly dizzy in November of last year, but that's much better. She's not having as much equilibrium problems and less dizziness for sure. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No dyspnea, cough, or wheezing. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She has some new meds. Her Bydureon was switched to Trulicity, 3 milligram once a week. She's also on Praluent, P like Paul, R-A-L-U-E-N like November, T like Tom. 75 milligram every 14 days injections. I also want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligram once a day, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 185 pounds, blood pressure 127 over 69, pulse is 58. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 11th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.63, slightly higher but stable. Previous level 1.53. The estimated GFR is 32. Previously it was 34. Calcium is slightly elevated, 10.64. Albumin 4.4. Phosphorus is 3.5. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no indication for dialysis, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy. We'll continue to have lab studies done for this patient every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.